I've heard this disease can lead to another disease called FSGS. Why does this happen, and does it happen often?
I don't think that minimal change disease necessarily leads to FSGS. Rather, I think that focal segmental glomerulosclerosis is undiagnosed in the population. Initially, kidney biopsies aren't performed, and the response to prednisone is how we know whether or not a patient has minimal change disease or not. If patients, and in your daughter's case, she's responded to prednisone, so I don't believe she has focal segmental sclerosis, but if she were treatment resistant, I would worry that we missed focal segmental glomerulosclerosis on the kidney biopsy. There are other investigators, however, who really believe that minimal change and focal sclerosis are part of one large spectrum. I think the jury is out on this issue. So how would it happen if it did happen? One possibility is a lot of loss of protein in the urine going through the kidney could cause some degree of kidney dysfunction. But in reality, I think these are largely different diseases. And since your daughter has been so prednisone responsive, I actually think that the worry of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis is unwarranted at this time.